Texte numéro 72. Real homework for brickies to be. Most students arriving at their place of learning would be surprised to find it dominated by a building site. But students at Gloucestershire College's new campus have come to expect just that. As well as the usual array of shining science labs, computer rooms, theatre and sports hall, the college's new campus is home to a unique development that staff have dubbed the Construction Street. It's a 50-metre-long covered road, big enough to accommodate 3 full-sized house facades and even a bungalow. There are only a few drainage trenches in place. The rest is up to the students. Trainee bricklayers, carpenters, electricians, plumbers, plasterers and decorators will be given chance to work on the site, putting the theory and skills they have learnt in the workshop into practice. The project will be planned and overseen by students on the construction management course, so it's a bit of a community effort. The college's vice principal, Jeremy Williamson, who supervised the move to the new campus, says, "We thought that if our students spent their time in nice, warm, heated workshops, then it wouldn't teach them much about real life. We wanted a place where they could do things in a more realistic way." That the site is partially exposed to the elements also allowed the college to sidestep space restrictions imposed by the council. "You can create a commercial kitchen for catering students in one building, which will feed the college," Williamson says. "With construction, it's more difficult. You're always short on space." Work on the Construction Street bungalow is due to begin in January, and the project will be finished by the end of the academic year. After bricklaying students have seen to the foundations and walls, electricians and plumbers will move in, followed by the carpenters. Finally, the painters, plasterers and decorators do their bit, resulting in a livable house in the middle of the campus. "It's got a kitchen, a bathroom and a couple of other rooms," says the college director of technology. "It's a real project for the students to manage from start to finish. They're learning real skills, just like they would at work." "You can only do so much in the workroom," says Adam Gibbons, who is studying bricklaying. "We can build things, but it's all scaled down, and you can't see the full effect of what you're doing. I'm looking forward to building something full size. It'll be nice to be out of the workshop, where you're only learning the basics." When the building work is finished, the students will be given one last dream task, planning the demolition of their year's work. But they'll let the staff knock it down safely. As always, the teachers get all the fun. Adapted from The Independent, January 2008.